105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Hey, good Friday evening here from Toms River High School North as we get set for an A-South matchup between the Mariners of Toms River North, who come in with a mark of 2-1, and the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial, who come in 1-2. Both teams at 1-1 in Class A-South. This one, the makings of a very important game in the terms of the conference structure. Along with Ed Sarluka down on the field, and normally Kevin Williams, but replaced tonight by the former Jackson and Wall longtime head coach Chris Barnes. Matt Harmon, thanks so much for giving us part of your Friday night. We start with the coach upstairs tonight, not the coach down on the field, as we like to say. We want to welcome our good buddy Chris Barnes, who's filling in tonight for Kevin. Chris, you know, you started your head coaching career at Jackson, so you are very familiar with these old, now once again new, A-South rivalries.
Without a doubt. It was a great experience for me, Matt. I mean, I was given an opportunity in 1994 to take the program over. And it was probably the best experience of my life, you know, and some great memories, some terrific people working with the staff and the players there, you know, and I felt we made some strides before I made a decision to go to Wall, and I'll never forget it. It's great community, great group of kids, you know. It's great being here tonight, actually seeing that helmet and that decal. We had a little bit to do with that, and seeing Walker Stoppa tonight, who coached with me in 98-99, who's a terrific, terrific person, and is doing a great job with the program.
6 years at Jackson before a dozen years at Wall. Ed Sarluka down on the field, and we'll see who's got the better X and an O terminology here tonight, Luch. You're under the gun a little bit. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We're gonna really test your knowledge of current trends in high school football. Yeah. But, Coach, as we talk about this one, I mean, obviously very important for both teams. We saw Toms River North last week, beat Southern 17-14, a game that by really all intents and purposes saved their chances at maybe winning a division title.
Yeah, you could ill afford to, get two losses in this A-South this year with two teams still undefeated, Brick Memorial and Lacey. You cannot get another loss and hope to get a piece of the A-South championship. I had a fight, Chris, when we were down here in the pregame. He wanted to go over to the other sideline and stand, you know.
But the colors are familiar, Coach.
A big welcome from me, Chris. It's nice to have you on. And, Matt, I think you used a bad choice of words there when you said replaced. We should use fill-in, okay?
Fill-in, maybe, you know, replace. We'll have to see how the night goes.
He is going to do a few games with us this year, and hopefully get him on our Thursday night show in a week or so.
You know, Chris, you're actually a perfect guy to ask this question, as you have had the different dynamics of quarterbacks in your time both at Jackson and at Wall. And one of the always matchups when you talk about quarterback versus quarterback, even though they don't play against each other on the field, both of these teams with sophomore starting quarterbacks, maybe a bit of an unknown going into the season. Carmen Scalfani for Toms River North played very well in the win, and Matt Lombana, who is the quarterback for Jackson, probably still learning on the job a little bit, but you know from having younger quarterbacks who've taken over the programs at Jackson and at Wall as sophomores, there is that little bit of growing period that you've got to be, probably as a head coach, pretty patient with those guys.
You have to be very patient, Matt, and I think you have to really, going into week to week, limit what you do offensively and really play to their strengths as much as you possibly can. You know, you don't want to put them in a bad situation, and that's what you're trying to do from week to week, especially with youth and inexperience at quarterback. I think as the season progresses, they're gonna find a way to do a little bit more in both offensive systems. But I think really ultimately right now it's being patient, putting them in a good situation to be successful.
Ed, as we saw Tom's River North last week, what the Mariners did so well was make adjustments at halftime. They were a completely different football team from the first half to the second half. I would imagine Chip Labarca's theme this week, as we talked to him even last night on the Thursday night show, is maybe being consistent for four quarters rather than just two.
Exactly, Matt. In talking to him in the pregame, Chip would like his team to come out and play like they did in the second half. You know, somebody at halftime, flipped the switch, and it was a completely different team, as you said. They dominated that second half. Southern made it close at the end, but the 45-yard field goal by Division I prospect Chris Gula won it for the Mariners with a little over 2 minutes to go. So, you know, in speaking about the quarterbacks, as Coach Barnes mentioned, you know, Scalfani, the sophomore for North, probably has stepped it up a little bit more than the Jackson quarterback. Jackson has two quarterbacks. They've settled in on one now, the lefty, number five, Charles
Lombano.
Right. He will start it tonight and, played most of the snaps last week against Brick Memorial. But it's a young, inexperienced, skill position team for Jackson who will only get better, and next year they expect to step up to the big time and challenge for the division championship.
Chris, we asked this of Chip Labarca last night when we had him on the Barnabas Healthcare High School football show. Last year, Jackson had a great year. They went 8-2, were among the teams threatening into the last week of the season for a possible division championship. And what they did do along the way was beat Tom's River North badly, 42-10. And when we had Coach Labarca on with his outstanding two-way lineman, Garrett Kroger, I asked both of them, was that a theme at all during the course of the week? And both of them kind of shook their head and said yes. Is that something that coaches bring up? Hey, remember what these guys did to you last year?
Without a doubt. I mean, you try to fuel your players with a little bit of extra motivation, and it's always happening. And it's a great rivalry. It's one of those old A South rivalries that's been around a long time in the Shore Conference. And I think now Jackson is, as you look at it, probably on the other end of it with a little bit more youth on their side, and they're home here at Toms River. And there's no question, Coach probably made that a point of contention all week long with the kids.
Jackson coming into this 1-1-2. They opened up their season with a 30-12 loss to Manalip and beat Toms River East in week number two, 33-17, and then lost to Brick Memorial 34-7. So among, Ed, their losses, both quality opponents, both Manalip and Brick Memorial. I'd have to think last week, though, was a bit of a disappointment after you come off a win over Toms River East and really get almost your doors blown off a little bit by Brick Memorial.
Yeah, Coach Kristopic mentioned that he probably played two of the top teams in the Shore. They're the two losses. So, you know, he's optimistic about it. He knows he's getting valuable experience, and, he expects to play with them. Remember last year, North came in as a fairly heavy favorite in this one. Also at home, it's 2 years in a row they played home, the Mariners. And Jackson really put a pasting on them last year in a big upset victory for Jackson, and that sort of catapulted them into the top 10.
This among a busy night of high school activity going on all around the Shore tonight. There is a slew of games and some real big ones. We'll try to keep you updated on things as we can. Neptune playing at Mattawan. Middletown South is home for Manalapan in A South. Southern will be playing at Brick tonight. Big one in A South as well as Toms River East is at Brick Memorial. Also other games on the schedule, Monmouth at Homedale. Wall is home for Long Branch. Red Bank Catholic at Raritan. Barnegat at Jackson, Liberty, Manasquan at St. John Vianney, Central at Pinelands, Shore home for South River, JFK Islin is at Ocean. We go down to the field for the opening coin toss.
All right, guys, I'm going to introduce Rob Palmer. He'll be your umpire in a minute. I'm Joe Moran. I'll be your referee for tonight's game, okay? We play the whistle. Whistle blows. We stop what we're doing, put the ball on the ground. We go back to the huddle and do it again, all right? Got it? Any questions? All right. You're going to be white. You're going to be blue. All right, you're going to call it. The lady's the head, the patty is the tail.
Tail, sir.
He calls tail.
Tails.
And we got ourselves a... Back to you. You see better? I know. Tail.
Referee for tonight's game, Joe Maroney.
The first, sir.
Umpire, Robert
okay.
Palmer.
Okay, sir.
Head linesman, Kenny Gassell.
Okay, Jackson wins the toss and defers their choice to the second half. So the Mariners will touch it first on offense.
We'll take a timeout with that and step out for the national anthem. Let's make this a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the opening kickoff, get you set with the lineups. Big one in A-South tonight from the home of the Mariners, Toms River High School North. This is the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week. It's right here on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our pregame show tonight was brought to you by Get the Inside Fun at iPlay America, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iPlayAmerica.com. The pregame show sponsor again, iPlay America. Getting set for our opening kickoff. That is powered by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. 732-244-7300. Same old guy, just a new name. Toms River North in their home blue jerseys tonight with the gold pants and the Michigan-like helmets. Jackson in their away white jerseys with the red numerals, the black pants, and the black helmets. Getting set here for football on a Friday night. Jackson will kick it off and boom this one high and deep. It'll be Joey Fields to field it from inside the 10-yard line. Going to come left to the near sideline. Turn up field, get to the 30, 35, to the 40. He's at midfield with the kicker to beat. Makes the kicker miss, and then coming back to make the tackle was Jackson, but not before Joey Fields takes it all the way inside the Jackson 40-yard line. He'll be spotted at the 38.
Contain broke down there big time, Matt, without a question. You could see the outside contain player gave up his inside shoulder, and that's one rule going down on coverage team you can't have happen.
So here comes the Mariner offense that put up 17 points last week. Carmen Scalfani, the sophomore quarterback, has thrown for three touchdowns. He has rushed for two more. Trevin Bass, the starting running back, the wide receiver, is a good trio here. Kyle Carrington, Joey Fields, and Damian Singleton. Brandon Kennedy is the tight end. The line, Billy Besnecker and Tyler Brochu, Matt Sudol, and Naheem Calhoun. The two guards, the center is the senior, Garrett Kroger. On first down now and 10, great field position for North to open this up. They have it at the Jackson 38-yard line. Ball sent from the left hash mark. Two wide receivers off to the right. It will be Scalfani to keep it. He is a good runner, makes a nice move on the far side hash mark, gets it to the 30, drag down near the first down, taken down at the 29-yard line, where it will be second down and one.
Simple dive option play, Matt. Basically out of that pistol set, which they use now, but it's kind of like that old white formation, veer dive, quarterback read, fullback, and just followed inside, read it well.
Tackle made by Joe DeMeo. We'll give you the Jackson starters on defense after the second down and one play. We're about 45 seconds in to the first quarter. Split backfield look this time for Scalfani. Matt LaMonica checks in at the fullback spot. It will be Bass to get the carry. He will work his way forward. The tackle made at about the 27-yard line. He's going to have enough for a first down. John Gaboff and Brad Greenway are the two ends. Anthony Lovaco and Mike Terran, the two tackles. Vinny Celedonio is one outside linebacker. Mike Patrizio is the other. Ken Bradley, a good one, in the middle. The corners, Mike Specht and Joe DeMeo. Corey Chadwick and Brandon Carroll are the two safeties. First down and 10 coming up now with 10:40 and rolling in this first quarter. Scalfani going to stay in the shotgun pretty much all night long. Empty backfield to work with. Two receivers off to the right, three back to the left. Fields will get the catch in the backfield. He will make a move of the line of scrimmage, come forward, tripped up and taken down at about the 26-yard line. Host of Jags in on that tackle, including Celedonio, the outside linebacker.
Jags, well, go ahead, Coach. Chris. I was just going to say, the problem when you face a speed team like Toms River North is that it's so hard to simulate in practice the type of speed that they possess. So this is the first look that the defense has and the kickoff team has to see what kind of speed Joey Fields has.
Carrington will split out way wide to the right of the formation. Singleton will stay to the left. Scalfani will hand it off here to Bass, who will work his way forward, get a good push of the pile, take it down inside the 20-yard line, get all the way down to the 19. He'll be about a yard or two shy of the first down. So important, Chris, anytime you have that mesh point with the quarterback and the running back there. Scalfani, is he reading that play, or is that a design probably handoff?
That could be a design handoff, and actually could be a package play, Matt, with the way they run it. They'll run sometimes to the widest tackle. on that play. It was a midline dive, and it was a give. It was a definite give on that.
Third down here. Let's call it two for Tom Zimmer North. LaMonica will go back into formation, set up a offset eye to the right side from the shotgun. Flagger is out. That is going to be a face mask as Bass was taken down. He has first down yardage, but Ed, that looks like it was pretty clear face mask call and tack some more yards on for Tom Zimmer North.
Yes, it was. You know, and just to expound on what Chris said, that read probably is coming from the sideline. In other words, not maybe on that necessarily on that play, but on the next play, because he'll tell Scalfani to run the dive and then keep it coming around the end once the sideline coaches see what that end is doing. And he's crashing down, so look for Scalfani to pull it out and keep it around the end.
And that's what Coach brought up, a great point, Matt. With this no-huddle offensive system, it does give the coaches the ability to read the defense prior to snap. They call it a static formation where they sit in a formation and they get the read and call the play.
Split wide receiver set, two backs in the backfield. It'll be Scalfani here to take it up the middle. Gets down inside the five to about the three-yard line where it will bring up second and goal. Chris, so far, Tom Zimmer North, you know, they get that big kickoff return, but offensively even with a short field, they've made it look pretty easy up front.
Right now you can just see they're kind of controlling the line of scrimmage and setting the tone early. And like Coach Sarluca brought up a great point. You know, Jackson's got to settle in here. They've got to adjust to this team speed. And they've got to do some things up front movement wise, I think, because they're getting a tremendous push right now.
Second down here and goal coming up from the 4 yard line for Tom Zimmer North. Joey Fields, the speedy kind of do it all player, will stay in the backfield with Scalfani, and looks like we will have a timeout, and the Mariners will burn one of those to set something up. We'll take a quick pause as well. 7:58 to go in the first quarter. We pause for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Open MRI Game of the Week right after this quick break on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our game tonight presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore. Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluca, joined tonight by Chris Barnes up here in the box. Tom Zimmer North and Jackson Memorial in an A-South matchup. Mariners knocking on the door here. They have it second and goal from the Jag 4-yard line. Split backfield look, direct snap to Joey Field. With speed, going to head to the corner of the end zone and get in easily. 38-yard scoring drive for Tom Zimmer North. Joey Fields punches this one in, and Tom Zimmer North leads it by a score of 6-0.
North, Matt, had a tight end wing formation, and they had great numbers to the perimeter there. And that, you know, Jackson kind of just got outnumbered, didn't have a force player to make the play. Good call. Good Field. Situation for it.
Field so quick getting to the end zone as well. He's got dynamite speed. Here's Chris Goulon, the hero from last week's game. Kicked a 45-yarder to win it for Tom Zimmer North. This to add the extra point and make it 7-0. The kick is up, good hold, and the kick is good. Tom Zimmer North leading this one by a score of 7-0. Since we just took a break, we will keep it right here. And, Chris, you know, if you're Jackson after that last drive, and you probably thought more of an offensive coach, where Coach Sarluca more of the defensive coach, but if your defense kind of gets ripped into pretty good in that drive, what's the immediate conversation taking place right now on the Jackson sideline?
Can't panic, and Coach brought up a good point before that, you know, maybe as the game progresses, he'll adjust the speed. Ed said, and it's true, it's hard to simulate that in practice with your younger kids. So you can't panic. You've got to get on the board. You've got to see where we've got to make some adjustments. Like I said on that last play, they had numbers in a big way. And, you know, and I think somewhere up front they've got to do some things up front, because right now the line of scrimmage has been controlled by Tom Zimmer North.
Ed, you had a pretty good view of that. I mean, Tom Zimmer North had no problem moving people off the line of scrimmage.
Now they're controlling both sides, you know, obviously the offensive side. We'll see them on defense. But, yeah, they're getting good pushback, you know, led by the big guy there, Garrett Kroger. We had him on last night. You know, he had coming off an outstanding ball game, both sides of the ball. Last week against Southern, continues to be an offensive force up front and leading that offensive line.
Pair of sophomores back deep here for Jackson, who will get their first touch of the football. Number 16, Joe DeMail, will go hash mark to the left, near side hash mark to the right. Number 3, Aaron Curran. We'll find that as a theme here tonight. A lot of young players getting playing time for Jackson Memorial. Gula, who just added the extra point, will stay on here and kick off. Puts the ball in the middle of the field at the 40-yard line. One of the state's best, heavily recruited from several Division I schools. Steps into this one, gives it a good charge, drives it back over the goal line. That will go as a touchback and come out for Jackson's first possession. You know, Chris, I can't say that I remember Wall having an unbelievable kicker in your years there. They've had good, solid kickers.
Yes.
But how important is it when you have a guy like Gula who can just put it into the end zone almost at will and every time he kicks off?
Bottom line, field position. It is tremendous advantage for any team. And what he can do with the football and how he establishes tempo of the game and where the game's going to be played, really, is crucial. And it's invaluable.
First down and 10 now for the Jags. Nick Speck, number 2, will go in motion. Wanting to throw here is Lombana. He airmails his pass, but it was caught on a deflected ball. Marcus Adamiola comes down with it, the 6'2 junior wide receiver. He's one wide guy. Nick Speck is the other. The tight end, Kyle McGrath. Up front, John Gaboff and Nick Trent. The guards, Sam Mistretta and Max Mondalo. And Ben Collins is the senior center. Charles Lombana is the sophomore quarterback and the starting running backs tonight for Jackson. Number 34, Brandon Carroll, and number 20, Ken Bradley. Here's the inside carry. It will go for Carroll, the senior. He will work his way forward over the 25, get to about the 26-yard line, bring up a 3rd and 4 coming up now for Jackson on their first touch here offensively, trailing 7-0.
Big situation here, Matt. They need to, if they can, get some momentum right here. First down would be big. Workable down. You know, not bad right now. You know, it's 3rd and a long 4.
Justin,
could be either run or pass.
Justin Gula situation. Will check in. Number 24, far side wide receiver. Now Bradley coming in motion across the formation. They'll keep it on the ground. Give it to Carroll. Cuts back at the point of attack, but tripped up a couple yards shy of the first down at the 28-yard line. A quick 3-and-out here for Jackson. And Barnsey, that was probably the one thing Jackson didn't want to do was, you know, not necessarily going down to score, but hold on to the football a little bit. That's a pretty quick possession.
Without a doubt. You want to get some momentum, some flow in the game. I tell you, the defensive end for Toms River North made that play with his force and the tight end upfield, collapsed the whole play.
Here's the punt up in the air by Jackson. It'll be fielded by Joey Fields on the bounce at the 35-yard line. We'll work it forward to the 41.
Now we're in that field position game again, man. That's where we're at now. They're negative 40. This is a good spot for them already.
So the Mariner offense, which had a 38-yard scoring drive their last possession, will now come out here and have it 1st and 10 from their own 41-yard line. And Ed, I think the one thing that we know certainly about Jackson, if last week is any indication, as we had a penalty on that play, so they'll back it up, the officials will, to the 31, but still a decent starting point for Toms River North after a hold, is if they go down a pretty big way like they did Brick Memorial, they're not necessarily a come-from-behind team.
Exactly, Matt. That's what happened last week. Brick Memorial jumped on them real quick in the first quarter and had a tough time fighting back. By the way, real quick, Jackson playing a little games with the numbers, Matt. 34 is Glover, their ace running back, okay? I know in the program it's listed as Carroll, but that is Glover.
Okay, we'll make that change here in just a second. Pass will be flipped out to Joey Fields, who will make some players miss behind the line of scrimmage. Stay on his feet, get to the 50, 45, 40. Now a foot race to the end zone, to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. One play, 69 yards, and Toms River North leads 13-0.
Typical bubble screen, Matt. Great coach, you see it, and they had it defended very well, actually. They had the numbers out there. That's just a great athlete making a great play.
Yeah, he started right, ended up going back the other way.
Oh.
You're right, Chris. They had it defended as good as you can defend it, except that the pursuit, all the over-pursuit, and Fields with his type of speed took it the distance. Fun coaching that.
Can't teach speed.
No. No, you can't.
Gula on for another extra point. This to make it a 14-point spread. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. Drilled through the uprights. And good. 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. We're going to step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
That last score brought to you by Patty Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Real estate with a personal touch where service doesn't end at 5. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit Sold by Patty, P-A-T-T-I-E. com. 5:35 to go here on 105.7 The Hawk, our Friday night football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network. Toms River North jumping out quick here. They lead it 14-0 with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Gula set to kick off again. One more time, that same twosome back deep. Adam Curitt, number 3, and number 16, Joe DeMeo. Wow. And one more time, this ball will be about 7 or 8 yards back in the end zone, non-returnable.
Effortless. Absolutely effortless. Boy, he is impressive. Right, Coach? That was impressive.
Well, you know, Chris, I told you in the pregame when you were down, wow, when we were down here how impressive this kid is. Man. And, I mean, it's nothing new. Everyone is in the end zone. I mean, I've yet to see him. I shouldn't say that because against Lacey, he put one actually to the 99, you know, and Billy Belford took it back 99 yards. So it's a weapon.
Oh, man.
Here's Jackson on for a first down and 10. Inside carry coming here for the Jags. Able to work it forward to about the 25-yard line. A 5-yard pickup.
Now they just can't panic again, Matt. You know, they've got to try to establish some momentum. Don't panic. Don't get out of your game plan. You know, stick to what you've put in all week. Have confidence in it. You know, and when you have a chance to make a play, they're going to have to make a play here.
Justin Gullo has checked in at the running back spot. Wears number 24. He's a 5'8", 170-pound junior. Split wide receiver set. Tight ends either way. Hard count for Lombana. Now with pressure, going to fly it out in the flat. That catch will be made. It'll be a first down. The reception pulled down by Adamiola. And the gainer will take it out to about the 35-yard line. Simple things like that will certainly help the Jackson offense.
Simple boot play to complement what they've been doing in the running game. Very good call. Actually, the contained player was in the quarterback's face, and he made a terrific job of getting to the tight end in the flat. A
couple of scorers to pass along here, as we will during the course of the night. It is Manalapan with a 7-0 lead on Middletown South. Long Branch leading Wall 7-0. And also Neptune has opened up a 7-0 lead on Mattawan. First down and 10 from the shotgun, Lombana. Man in motion is number 20, Ken Bradley. Inside carry goes here for Gullo. And he will work his way forward for a pickup of about 2. Bring up a 2nd and 8. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, it's Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluca, and former Jackson and Wall head coach Chris Barnes filling in tonight for Kevin Williams, who Ed is what? On assignment? That's our term when any of us miss anything this year, right?
You know, I still don't know what that means. You know, you were on assignment a couple of weeks ago. Kevin's on assignment. When do I get to go on assignment?
Let's not get into that. I think you have something planned in November for a little stretch, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
2nd down here and 8. It's the give for Gullo again, working hard off the left side, able to bounce his way forward, pick up a good gain of about 5, all the way down to the 42-yard line, where it will bring up a 3rd down and 3. So, Chris, we saw last time in a 3rd down situation, Jackson keep the ball on the ground and not get it. Does that sway the coaching staff one way or the other? Hey, maybe we should throw the ball this time.
I think you can look to throw the ball short. And if in this system, if you package something with run, would be a great situation also, depending on what they give you. You know, it's a 3rd and a manageable 3. Either or. Short game, quick game.
Going to throw. Lombana has the 1st down. Quick slant pass to Adamiola. Marcus Adamiola, the 6'2 junior, has had 3 catches already on the night. Takes the ball into North territory. He is tackled at the Toms River North 49-yard line.
Looked like that on Matt. They looked for the softest cushion to the softest side of the field and ran a dual slant route. Quarterback made a nice read. Big first down.
Quick update for you. That big one up at Middletown South. After Manalapan went up 7-0, Middletown South bouncing right back. 84-yard touchdown run on the very next play. They tie it at 7. Inside give here for Bradley. He'll pick up 2 and make it a 2nd and 8 coming up. So many good games on the schedule this weekend.
Big, you know, ones.
Chris, we talked about it last night on the show. A lot of teams have played 3. This will be their 4th game. It's almost basically the midway point of the
midway
season.
It's crucial. It really is. And I'm talking to Walt tonight. He knows for a young team it's a big game to keep some hopes alive for the playoffs. And if you can get another win like Toms River North situation they're in, it kind of gets you in a driver's seat mode.
Walt Kristopic in his 2nd year here as the head coach of Jackson, former graduate and Monmouth University player back in the day. Here's a long pass to the far sideline. Nick Speck, the intended retarget, incomplete, will bring up here 3rd down and long. Ed.
Maybe when we get a few minutes, maybe an injury timeout or something like that, we'll get Chris's opinion on the new playoff format, the addition of a Group 5 grouping, and we've called it the watered-down 2012 version of the state playoffs.
I would imagine we'll have some time to get into that at some point tonight here on a 3rd down and 8 with Toms River North leading 14-0, 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Lombana from the shotgun with a split backfield. Lefty quarterback
great
sets
call.
Up screen to the left. Here is Gula running hard, staying out of speed, inside the 15, down to the 10. Justin Gullo picking up big yardage, setting up screen to the left side.
Chris, great
call. You always say, watch screen and draw on 3rd down. That time, Toms River North caught napping.
Great call, Matt. They were playing a softer cushion. It was a 3rd and a long, you know what I mean? They had pressure coming upfield, called the screen. Great call by the staff.
1st and goal now for Jackson, despite trailing 14-0. A touchdown here gets them right back into it. Still in the first quarter here. 2 minutes remaining. Toms River North took the opening kickoff and got a big return out of Joey Fields. Fields has 2 touchdowns already on the night. Big hit in the backfield. As Gullo, who's been the featured man in this drive, hit and dropped by number 53, Nicholas DiGiacomo. It will go as a loss of about 4 and set up 2nd and goal from the 11-yard line.
Looked like the tackle was expecting some help there a little bit, and that down lineman was untouched. You don't want down linemen making plays.
We haven't quite had an opportunity to give the North starters on defense. Garrett Kroger and Nick DiGiacomo, the 2 ends. Adam Kakar, the nose man. Patrick Corrigan and Thomas Pozzola, the outside linebackers. Jonathan Newnam and Thomas Cangelosi, the 2 middle guys. R.J. Brommel, Jalen Hunter, the corners. Valdez Santiago and Jacob Forlenza are the 2 safeties. Timeout taken on the field by Jackson. 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. And, Chris, by at least a quick indication, obviously the coaches didn't see something that they liked there. Don't want to waste an opportunity when you have the ball in scoring position.
Great timeout. Sharp. Quarterback came out, saw it, looked to the coaching staff. Get the timeout, settle in. Big situation down here. Tough area of the field, Coach. You know that, to get in. It's difficult. You know?
Yeah, you know, you got to figure you may not be in the red zone too often tonight.
Right.
You know,
and so
you've got to put points on the board here, mm-hmm. even if it is only 3. Of course, they'd like to get 6 on the board right here. By the way, that long 84-yard run was Jack Ripnick, their outstanding running back for Middletown South, to tie that one up in that huge game up north.
Southern has taken a 7-0 lead on Brick, and Red Bank Catholic has a 14-0 advantage on Raritan. Wishbone look here. Double tight end sent. 3 backs in the backfield for Lombana. Play action. Wanting to throw. Goes in the flat. That catch is made. Did he dive over the end zone? No signal yet. Stepping out of bounds was number 34, Kahani Glover. Great catch in the flat. Another good call. Maybe North thinking run there again. But Jackson going to the pass and setting up now 3rd and goal from inside the 1-yard line.
Good call. They sent the tight end to the back pylon, and they sent the near back to the front pylon. He was wide open, no one in the flat. Real solid play call.
Same look here. Wishbone with Gullo, Glover, and Bradley, the 3 backs. It will be the fullback Bradley to get it. No signal as of yet. 2nd effort will not get him to the goal line. It will bring up now a 4th and goal and a decision for Walt Kristopic to make at this. We're going to tell you just You had to do it last year. Fourth and goal from the one early in the game still. Do you go for it?
I think right now you take the points, but, you know, he's also playing as the underdog, so it looks like coach is going to go for it. Nothing to lose here. I don't know if they got to think about getting the ball outside, I think, right now, if they can.
Well, I don't like the fullback dive from that formation.
No.
You're going to put that many people in the backfield.
And off tackle here a little bit.
Here's the kick, and it's a touchdown. The inside carry, able to punch one in, is Jackson. It was the same man again, Bradley, who's able to knock it in from 1 yard out, and the Jags a point away, an extra point away, from cutting the deficit in half.
Big score.
Actually, Matt, I hate to correct you anytime, but that was Glover, the second back.
Okay.
Bradley led it in there, okay?
All right.
Number 34, Kahani Glover scores for Jackson.
On for the extra point here is Dan Van Cleef, number 81. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and that is dead on through the uprights, and we've got ourselves a 14-7 score. Tom's River North leads. We're back with more of the first quarter with 9 seconds remaining. After this quick timeout, you're listening to the Open MRI of Wall, game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our game tonight brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking member FDIC. So Jackson able to cash in, couple of nice pass plays to set up a Jaguar touchdown run from Kahani Glover. 14-7 our score. Here's Van Cleef on to kick off. Joey Fields, who has that big return already to his credit. The middleman in a three-man alignment back deep, Jalen Hunter and Damian Singleton, the other two. They will give it to Hunter this time at the 12-yard line, able to field it, get to the 20, out to the 25, spin his way forward, chopped down just shy of the 30-yard line at the 29-yard line. But, Chris, again, pretty good field position here for Tom's River North.
Good field position. It was a great kick. They pinned it in the left corner of the field, and it was down towards the 10-yard line, but the returner, his ability to make that first person miss, who was untouched, gained them, attacked another 15 yards to that return.
First quarter has come to a close. We'll keep it here in between with Tom's River North leading this one 14-7. Our quarter break brought to you by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Matt Horman, Chris Barnes, Ed Sarluka, along with the rest of the crew from Friday Night Football here on 105.7 The Hawk.